Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something key in AI. How do we train these systems smarter, maybe more human-like? We're looking at your sources on this human-in-the-loop idea, specifically for federated machine learning. Our mission, really, is to see how this framework uses human experts, but strategically.
Yeah, and it tackles a really core problem, doesn't it? I mean, good AI needs good data. Simple as that. But getting high-quality, labeled data, especially when you need real experts, that's the bottleneck. It's expensive, it takes ages, and, well, we've all seen AI just making stuff up, right? Those hallucinations often comes right back down to the training data.
Exactly. So this human-in-the-loop concept isn't just, you know, people clicking labels endlessly. It's meant to be more dynamic. Active learning, that's one approach, where the AI itself points out, hey, I'm confused about this piece of data. Human, please help.
Smarter about asking for help. And then you've got interactive machine learning, which is even more flexible, like a real back and forth between the person and the AI during training, and machine teaching that flips it almost. The human is actively instructing the AI.
Okay, but here's a wrinkle. What if your human experts don't agree? Happens all the time, right? Your sources call it the disagreement problem. And there's also this Rashomon effect idea mentioned. Basically, different experts, same data, but validly different interpretations. Think art critics, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. So if you're training an AI, whose interpretation do you use? How do you manage that conflict? And that's where this specific framework comes in. It's trying to be smart about which expert input to use and when. The core idea is to constantly measure how good the input from each expert actually is.
Okay, how does it measure that? How does it track performance?
So it uses active learning principles, like we mentioned. And it tracks metrics for each expert. Like for simple yes-no classification, it might track their sensitivity and specificity. You know, how often they get the yes cases right and how often they get the no cases right.
Maybe basic accuracy measures?
Yeah, or for tasks with more categories, maybe just overall agreement rates. And here's a neat part. If the AI is really unsure about something, it can ask multiple experts. Then it could say use a majority vote from those experts as a sort of temporary truth just to evaluate how each individual expert is doing compared to the group.
Ah, okay. So it creates its own benchmark on the fly using the experts themselves. And does the AI decide how many experts to ask?
It can, yeah. The framework allows for that. So if the AI model is already pretty confident about its own prediction for a sample, maybe it doesn't need any human input or just one expert's opinion. But if it's really uncertain, it might query, say, 3 or 5 experts.
That makes a lot of sense. More uncertainty, more eyeballs. And this isn't just theory, right? They tested it.
They did. On image classification tasks, they used data sets called EuroSED, that's satellite imagery, and also CIFAR-10, which is more general images. And the results were quite promising.
How promising? Like, what did they find?
Well, they showed you could significantly cut down on the number of times you need a human to label something. On one part of the EuroSET dataset, for example, this framework got about 82% accuracy, but it needed 42% fewer human interactions compared to a more traditional method that reached 86% accuracy using all the human labels.
Okay, so a slight dip in absolute accuracy, maybe, but a massive saving in human effort. 42% reduction is huge.
Exactly. It's a trade-off, but potentially a very efficient one. You maintain comparable accuracy, but slash the human workload. Think about the savings in time and cost, especially for really specialized domains.
Definitely. And what about the future? Did the sources mention where this could go next?
Yeah, briefly. They touched on integrating explainable AI, or XAI. Imagine the AI not just asking for a label, but also showing the human why it's struggling.
How would that work? Like showing its reasoning?
Sort of. Techniques like counterfactual explanations showing the human how small changes to the input would change the AI's mind. Or things like saliency maps for images, highlighting the specific pixels or regions the AI is focusing on to make its decision. The idea is this could help the human understand the AI's thinking and provide even better, more targeted guidance.
Right, making the collaboration even deeper. Okay, let's sort of wrap things up then. This deep dive, I think, really points to a smarter way forward for AI training. It's about valuing human expertise, but using it efficiently. Not just throwing labels at the problem. By measuring expert quality and being strategic about when to involve them, maybe we can get past these data bottlenecks.
And build more reliable AI, which is crucial, right? Especially in fields like medicine or finance where mistakes are costly. This framework's way of handling disagreements and adjusting the human input level feels much more human-centric and efficient.
So something for you, the listener, to think about. AI is getting into more and more critical decisions. How could frameworks like this one change how humans and machines actually work together? What does this mean for industries that depend heavily on expert knowledge right now to get their AI systems built? Lots to consider there. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.